Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Pacers Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL teams, including the Pacers right here. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, and today's episode, we will be giving thanks in honor of the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and this will be last podcast of the week as travel plans and holiday festivities will keep me pod-free for a couple days. But we will look at the latest injuries with the Pacers as they prepare to play the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday night. And in particular, what kind of status Paul George, Miles Turner, Jeff Teague, and CJ Miles will have for the game. And also look at the game and see what the Hawks have in store for the Pacers. As we know, with Jeff Teague on the Pacers, they have a new look team, even though many of the faces are familiar, so we'll see how they've been doing, and also share a few items that we are thankful for about the Pacers so far in the early season. Wasn't the easiest task, but there were definitely some topics of worthy of thanks at this point. So make sure you check in with your items of thanks, and any questions or comments, you can send those to me on email at indycornrows@gmail.com. and on Twitter at IndyCornrows. So as far as the shorthanded Pacers, or at least they were on Monday night, believe me, we're not going to look back at Monday night again. Once is enough, but Paul George is listed as questionable at this point to play on Wednesday night, and it seems like the team is hoping he's going to be able to go. Same with Miles Turner. If you look at the current injury report, Pacers.com, they list Paul George with a sore right ankle and Miles Turner with a sprained right ankle. So those two minor distinction between the ankle injuries would lead me to believe that Paul is probably in better shape than Miles, but I think they hope both will play. They're both listed as questionable. Now, earlier, Jeff Teague was also listed as questionable, but he is not even on the list anymore. So that's a good sign that he's going to be able to give it a go on Wednesday against his former team. I'm sure that is a big incentive for him to get back on the court as well. Now, CJ Miles, listed with a sore left knee, is doubtful to play, and they might as well say out at this point. If he's doubtful, I'm sure they're not going to let him rip, but if they can get that starting lineup back intact, and Glenn Robinson III available to fill in the gap for CJ, the Pacers will be pretty close to full steam ahead and ready to take on the Hawks, who are always a tough matchup, whether playing down in Atlanta or up in Indy. Over the past several years, there have been some great games, some playoff series, a lot of games between these two teams, and it always seems like they're either just battles down to the last second, or one team just shows up poorly and the other team has an easy night. We've seen both of those circumstances with the Pacers for sure, especially down in what was at one point a house of horrors at Phillips Arena, until the Pacers were finally able to get over the hump in the playoffs a couple of years ago. So, but this isn't the same Hawks team that we've been used to seeing, you know, for several years. That team with Horford, Paul Millsap, Jeff Teague, Kyle Korver, they stayed together for several years. They're a quality team, play at a high level. We're just always kind of a notch below the top elite teams, kind of like that Pacers squad with, Weston Hibbert when he was playing well and George Hill. So, but they're always a team that can beat any team in this league on any night, that's for sure. And they've been off to a pretty good start this year with just 4 losses heading into the game on Tuesday night. Now, we are taping this as the Hawks are playing the Pelicans. So that right there gives the Pacers an advantage because Hawks will be coming in on the second game of a back-to-back. And for some reason, as we're taping, they were ambushed early in this game, and the Pelicans outscored the Hawks 34-14 in the first quarter and still remain up by 22 at the half. So defense is missing in Atlanta for the Hawks tonight. But overall, with the addition of Dwight Howard and then Dennis Schroeder taking over the point guard, they've been a bit of a different team, but it seems like Howard has finally kind of found a place where he can settle in and be comfortable and be a big contributor without having to be the marquee guy or the guy carrying the load the whole time. Paul Millsap actually is leading the team in scoring with 18 points per game, but Howard has averaged a double-double, and actually that isn't just because of a couple big games. He's had double-doubles in 10 of the 12 games he's played heading into the game against New Orleans, and that type of player added to the Hawks is a lot different than, what they might find from Al Horford. He's a little bigger volume rebound guy, and that is going to be the biggest problem for the Pacers, as we know. Pacers got to shore up rebounding, turnovers, fouling, unless they're going to hit a bunch of threes, which they can't rely on. The Hawks are a decent three-point shooting team, still have Kyle Korver. Kent Bazemore has been playing well this year. So, but the rebounding is going to be a big issue if the Pacers can somewhat neutralize that. The Hawks, rebound at a good rate. I mentioned Millsap averaging about 8 rebounds a game, and Howard is over 13 per game. They rebound at a very high rate. In fact, they're in top 5 in the league compared to the Pacers, who are in the bottom 5 in the league, actually bottom 4 in the league in rebound rate. So hopefully Miles Turner will be back, and that will get the Pacers front line, all of their big guys, to battle on the glass, and hopefully that won't be the main difference. But primarily for the Pacers to have a good outing against the Hawks, they need some of those guys back in the lineup, mainly Paul George and Miles Turner. So the Hawks and Pacers tip off at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, before your Thanksgiving festivities start on Thursday. Should be a good game, as usual, on Fox Sports Indiana. I'll be catching that game on the road, traveling for Thanksgiving, and we'll utilize that fantastic Fox Sports Go app to watch the game and catch all the action. So this game is a big one for the Pacers. After that horrendous loss to Golden State, the schedule is difficult right now. The Hawks are a difficult matchup. Nets coming in on Friday, and then the Clippers on Sunday, and then on the road for more heat on the schedule. If they're catching the Hawks on a back-to-back, they've had a day off at home. It's a game that the energy level should be up, and they should be amped and ready to go, looking to get that win against that Eastern Conference foe that they expect to be battling for a playoff position with throughout the year. So if this team is a playoff team, this is the type of game we're going to see. If they're up to the task now, as they've played enough games, and while we've seen some sporadic levels of play, this is one that they got to bring it. So we'll see how they do. So let's hope we're all thankful for another win to level out the record on Thursday. As for some other things that I'm thankful for about this Pacers season, trying to look back, it's been a frustrating start. There's no doubt when the schedule was considered relatively easy over the first 9 games and the Pacers dropped several, it looked like there wouldn't be much to be thankful for all year, but things have leveled out. There's been some signs of hope that this team can find a way and get into a groove where they're playing at the right pace for them, playing at the right level of efficiency on offense, and then shoring up that defense. And I'm really thankful that defensive efficiency has has moved back up towards the middle of the pack after spending much of the early season down near the bottom. Now, it obviously took a hit against the Warriors, but should be able to level out here as they play these tough games and get back to full strength. So, you know, what for starters, they're thankful for the 7 wins that the team has. You know, nothing is easy about getting a win in the NBA, and in this early season for the Pacers, that has been a fact. And so everyone should appreciate every win to the fullest. And just in the same way that we get frustrated with the losses, you got to enjoy those W's. So also thankful that Jeff Teague found his game. It looked kind of bleak at the early part of the season and didn't know if he was going to be able to play in his hometown and get things rolling. Opening the season, missing all 8 of his 3-pointers that he shot in the first 3 games. That put him in a big hole. But since then, he's been shooting around 37% from 3. And he's got his scoring average up to 16 points, over 6 assists per game. Has really had a big impact in some of these wins. And even his defense has come around at times. So he's been a solid addition now. And you can see how this team can work with him running the point. Another thing really thankful for was down the stretch in Oklahoma City, watching him not only make critical free throw after critical free throw, but watching those balls just splash and hit the bottom of the net. Kind of Reggie-like in that sense, where you just felt they were going in and there was no concern, since that's been an issue with the point guard spot getting fouled late in games over the past couple of years. So hopefully that is a trend that Teague continues down the stretch, because he has the ball and the ability to get into a defense and get himself to the line. So he won't be avoiding that contact when the Pacers have a lead and they're trying to salt away a game. And if you can keep making those free throws, that is a big advantage down the stretch. So what else do we have to be thankful for? I guess, you know, as bad as it was for fans at the game, kind of thankful that LeBron James took a night off after that back-to-back the Cavs had when they were at the Fieldhouse. It certainly made life easier for the Pacers to get that big win, and that was the Cavs' only 2nd loss of the season. And comparing to other Eastern Conference teams, getting a win against a team like the Cavs in any way, shape, or form is something to definitely be thankful for. Of course, thankful for that Fox Sports Go app that I mentioned. Going to be keeping up with the Pacers on the road over the long weekend. Also thankful the Warriors won't be back in town. Was health an issue against the Warriors? Yeah. But the Warriors were the main issue, and they were just lethal. And really didn't matter what team was on the floor for the Pacers. I think it would have been a rough night. And just as well that they don't have to come back here and face the Pacers. What else? Also thankful for Nate McMillan and the way he handles the media. Pretty straightforward, and especially with injury news and updates on what he thinks about how his team's playing or certain players. Doesn't try and sugarcoat anything, lets you know how he feels, and pretty direct with that. And also comes right out and tells you if whoever's playing or not playing, there isn't some kind of shroud of mystery. Always appreciate that from Nate, and hoping that he has a lot more wins to talk about, because he's great after a win, breaking things down. So, you know, what are you thankful for? That's the question I want to know. It's been hard to come up with a lot of things to be thankful for, but they're out there, and I know I'm thankful for listeners and also a group of great writers at IndyCornrows.com following the team. A great community over there as well. A lot of passionate Pacer fans that make this all a ton of fun to follow. Good, bad, ugly, sad. Wins, losses, through tough injuries, big comebacks. Makes it all fun when you have a community of fans as knowledgeable and passionate as the Pacers fans are. And we'll just keep trying to pull more onto the bandwagon here as we go forward. So one final thank you to the Locked On Podcast Network for all their support getting this pod up and running. And as we continue to build an audience, we'd love to add some local sponsors. So if you're a listener and have a company or business you want to promote and reach a loyal audience of 18 to 44-year-old males, please reach out to me about advertising on the pod. Love to talk to you about it. And, of course, you can reach me at indycornrows@gmail.com and then on Twitter at indycornrows. So thanks for listening. You know, you can find us on audioboom.com as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where all past episodes are available. So check them out. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You got it.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa auto parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.